growth within towns and housing schemes and that. And in some cases, you have semi-detached houses where the house next door has grass grown up over the windowsills. You have the spoutings full of water. The roofs are collapsing and the whole house is damp. And the dampness is spreading through to third-party walls and that. And you also have cases of illegal dumping. And you have cases of vermin. I got a letter from someone living in an estate, and you know, they described what it's like to be living this last 10 years beside a derelict house, trees growing out of it and growing over into them, and it's an absolutely nightmare. And the council is supposed to have a derelict unit within the county council, and we've been given the name of the senior person, but you know, I know from other councillors raising it that the council is not proactive in this at all. We do have an enforcement section there, but derelict buildings is something we hear talked about nationally because of trying to get buildings back into use and to get people to occupy them. But it's also the case too is about neighbours and people having to live beside it. You also have the same way derelict shops and towns and that. You have somebody trying their best to keep a business going and they're paying rates and they're trying to keep the footpaths and tidy towns again and they're keeping the town clean yet. And all you see buildings there and they're just literally falling apart. And it's not about an affordability, because like, you can get groups that'll go out and help you do up the building or paint them. And we've done that several times in Balbuffet and other towns, but this is somebody that just couldn't care less, like, and there has to be some action taken against them.